Head of Hidalgo County Health and Human Services announces retirement. Texas Border Business, Edinburg, Eduardo, Eddie, Olivares, the Chief Administrative Officer for Hidalgo County Health and Human Services, announced on Wednesday his intention to retire after nearly four decades in the healthcare arena. "My wife and I have decided that it's time to enter a new chapter in our lives," Olivares said in announcing his retirement following 22 years of service to Hidalgo County. Olivares has been married for 38 years to his wife Alida. His retirement will be effective October 31, 2024. As the head of the Hidalgo County Health Department, Olivares, 63, was at the forefront of the county's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which broke out in 2020. Beyond that, Olivares has been responsible for the implementation of various public health and human services programs that include preventative health care, indigent health care, environmental health, infectious diseases prevention, and homeland security preparedness and response. He also oversaw the construction of an $8 million biosafety level 3 public health laboratory, which opened in April. "I worked with Eddie closely throughout the pandemic and saw firsthand his commitment to the community," said Hidalgo County Judge Richard F. Cortez. "He will be missed." Eduardo is a U.S. Public Health Service Primary Care Policy Fellow as received by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He served as the president of the U.S.-Mexico Border Health Association, representing all 10 binational states on the border, served as chairman of Texas DSHS Preparedness Coordinating Council, which advised on public health preparedness and response, and was past chairman of the Texas Senate Border Health Task Force and is a current member. He has received the Texas Medical Association Presidential Award and the Texas DSHS Preparedness Leadership Award, has been recognized as UTARGV's Distinguished Community Engagement Partner, and has received the State of Texas Emergency Management Leadership Award. He has been in hospital administration and has overseen each aspect of operating a successful inpatient and outpatient facility. Eduardo has also led a private nonprofit drug treatment and prevention organization that provides services across the Rio Grande Valley.